Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 320. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. You guys know what time it is. And guess what? It's the last month of the year. So that's the topic of discussion today. So I am going to hit on six major points for this podcast today. And here they are. Goals, life, people, happiness and fulfillment, finishing strong, and preparing for 2024. So, let's get started with this. Now, let's start with your goals. Have you accomplished all of your goals for this year? Whatever they are. Take a moment and think about the goals that you set for yourself this year. Whether you continuously set, goals for yourself and check them off, or you had your list of whatever it is, whether it's working out more, losing weight, eating better, not going out to eat as much, paying off certain bills, pushing, toward what you want to do with your life, paying off your car or whatever it is, right? Think about the goals that you set for yourself. And if you accomplished all of your goals. Now, if you didn't accomplish all of your goals, do you have the time to accomplish the goals that you didn't check off this year within these next few weeks? Because there's only a few weeks left in the year. Let's be honest here. Now, if you accomplish a large percentage of your goals, how do you feel about yourself currently? See, it's hard to answer these questions because this podcast is about you, right? Wednesday Motivation, these podcasts are about you and where you are in your life and where you stand. It's very rare that you're going to listen to a podcast where the podcast hosts or whoever is speaking is asking you questions. That's my goal today, is to ask you the most important questions of where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, right? So that's the goal component of this. Next, your life. How are you doing in your life? How are you feeling mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, right? Because we're dealing with a lot of craziness that's going on in the world, right? We've got stuff going on all over the place in Africa and, in certain countries and in Israel and Palestine and, the inflation going on in the United States and just a myriad of different things. And that's just scratching the surface. Like, there are just so many other things that, I can speak on, but that's not what this podcast is about. So how are you doing in your life currently? Where are you in those four aspects? Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Because those are the four major components that you need in order to have a fulfilling life. If one of them are off, you're not going to be completely who you are meant to be, right? The next aspect of this part with your life is are you pursuing your passions? Are you going after what you want in your life and you're not allowing the world to dictate what you should do, what your parents think you should do, what your significant other thinks you should do, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your acquaintances, your friends, your best friends. You have eliminated all of the noise pollution and only have yourself to focus on. Because if you don't, this is where the next component of this comes in. People, do you have the right people in your life right now? Because this is the last month of the year, and I don't want you to take the same people that are not contributing to your life into next year. I don't care who it is. It can be your mommy, your daddy, your best friend, your ace boom coon, whoever it is. If they are not contributing anything major to your life, you do not need them. I mean that because my father is not in my life. Why? Because he's not a contributing component to my life. And as you're listening to this, it has been 3 years since I have spoken to him. When I moved to Arizona, I made a vow to myself that I was not going to be keeping people in my life that do not contribute anything positive. So he had to go. And I had to let some friends go also within the past year. Because where you're going in your life, you can't have a bunch of negativity around you. You can't have bad energy around you. Life is nothing but energy transfers between us as human beings. So the people that you have in your life, I need you to take the time to think about who's important and who's not. Who's supporting you and who's not. Who's checking on you and who's not. Not everyone needs to know how you're living. Not everyone needs to know your every move. Not everyone doesn't need to know what's going on social media. Gotta change the mindset and the focus. So let's think about that component, right? Okay. Number four, happiness and fulfillment. Are you currently happy and fulfilled in your life? It's very important. And if you aren't, what are the necessary steps that you need to take to get to where you want to be and where you need to be? I need you to think about that. Because if you're not happy and you're not fulfilled, do you really want to take that energy into next year? Probably not. I think the sooner you think about and realize certain aspects of your life, the better you're going to be going into next year. So now it's, you know, compartmentalizing things and saying, okay, well, these are the top five things that are most important to me. These are the top five people that are most important to me. Okay, you take those five things from each category and you take that into next year. That is what I want you to think about right now. Next component, finishing strong. So the four things that I just mentioned, goals, your life, the people around you, and your happiness and fulfillment, I need you to focus on those four things, and I need you to finish the rest of this year strong. It is December 6th, so right now you've got a couple of days left, and I need you to make the best of them. You worried about Christmas shopping, and you got to buy this person this gift, and you got to buy this person that gift if you celebrate Christmas. And if you don't, you're not missing out on too much. But the point is that I need you to focus on yourself a little bit more as the year comes to an end. If you got, you know, a significant other, you have children, great. And you know, your household is good. Maintain that. Make sure your kids are good. Great. But take the time to focus on yourself a little bit too. I need you to finish strong for the rest of you. Don't carry over things into next year. No, because then you're developing habits where it's like, well, I didn't complete it this year, so I'll do it next year. No. I'm not a person who does this whole New Year's resolution stuff. Mm-mm. Stop doing that in like my mid-20s. But neither here nor there. Right? So I need you to finish strong. The last thing is preparing for 2024. Now, whatever you see like on the news and, oh, next year is not going to look great and all these people that are predicting things, guess what? If you start worrying about that, you're going to hinder yourself from really like living your life the way you're supposed to. So I need you to start preparing for 2024 while finishing strong on the four things that I spoke on, which is your goals, where you are in your life, the people around you, and your happiness. And making sure that your mind is right going into next year. You don't have to be around a bunch of people to bring in the new year and loud music and alcohol and all that stuff. And it's okay. All of that is really not needed. Sometimes if it's just you by yourself or it's you and like maybe two or three other people that are around you that are important in your life, great. Do that too. Celebrate your accomplishments, you know, on the 31st of December and know that you got, you know, a lot more to do for yourself. Remember, you only have one shot in the body that you're in, the mind that you have, and the heart that you have. So take care of all of that. Make sure your health is good. And remember, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you take care of those, your life will be good. As long as your family and your closest friends are happy, healthy, healing and fulfilled, that's all that matters. The rest of it all fills in once you take care of those things. The puzzle pieces all come together once you take care of the most important components of your life. So start preparing for 2024, but also remember that you got to finish strong. All right, those are the six that I hit on. I hope this is a little bit of help for you, and I hope that this was, you know, thought-provoking a little bit, motivating, inspiring. And if I've done that for you in the time frame that I've been speaking, then I've done my part. Thank you for listening. As always, have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.